Hello and welcome back to the Riverside City Podcast, Season 2, Cape School. Tonight I have with me Rob, who plays Travis, a.k.a. Codex.
There we go. I'm here.
Second, next we have Art, who plays Chris, a.k.a. Camara. I got it right this time, right?
Yeah. You gotta say something, Art. Yeah, it's an audio medium.
Last but not least, we have Natalie, who plays Athena, a.k.a. Mirage.
Hey, hello.
Yeah, I totally didn't get anybody's name wrong that time.
Good job, Paul. Proud of you.
All right.
Well, the last episode was about 15 minutes ago.
So, question of the day is, what's your favorite childhood pet or thing you took care of? Like a fern.
Art.
All right. Hey, you might have a dog or something. I don't know.
Hey, who knows? All right. But the fern makes sense.
Who wants to go first?
I'll go first.
Is his name Murphy?
Well, no, because Murphy... Like, there was an animal before Murphy.
Was there?
Yeah.
How old is Murphy now?
It was her dad's, like, pet that they got, like, right after they got married. And then before they got her.
So this dog is not Murphy.
So, well, I thought you just meant, like, what was your childhood pet?
Okay, yeah. That
so there is pet? Another dog before Murphy, but it is Murphy. I thought I would give it some flavor, so I actually had an answer for everyone else to think of an answer.
Yeah. So there was a
dog before Murphy came along.
Okay.
And it was a mutt, and it was the nicest dog ever, and very lovable and very friendly.
Okay.
And I would like to think that when she was very little, she could hear the dog talk.
Yes. Yes, little human. I will bring you snacks. And then he'd drop like
little human, can you please drop the snacks? And then she would drop the snacks and he'd be like, good. Good job, little human. Thank you. Why are they getting mad at me?
Can you open the door so I can go out to the patio, please?
Mm-hmm. And play with the neighborhood cat.
No, not neighborhood cat. No.
No, cat mean. I don't like that cat.
All right, I like it. Well, and what was that dog's name?
Help me think of a name. I can't think of one.
Dodger.
All right. But favorite childhood, obviously, is Murphy. But I thought I would give her some flavor in that there was another dog.
Or a dog. Or do you got one?
Yeah, it was a snake. It's a garter snake.
Like you took him from the yard? And what did you name said snake? And were you allowed to keep it?
I was allowed to keep it. It's... Actually, the garter snakes out west actually have orange stripes down the sides. They're actually really cool.
Okay.
Those are the ones that I had that were in my yard. They freaked me out. Oh, my gosh.
That's why she didn't mow the lawn anymore, because she got scared by snakes.
I kicked the rain gutter, and like three of them popped out. And I was like, well... let go, and I walked back my happy ass back on set. I'm like, I am never doing that again.
Yeah, it's not an issue in this area.
I believe it.
No, they're around.
I've never seen one.
Okay. Paul's like,
I mowed the lawn.
I want her to not be scared.
From the age of 10 until I moved when I was 25. Never saw a snake. Not once.
Named him Stripey.
And how long was he with the family?
Just a couple of years. They don't live.
Very long at all. Cool. But Stripey. Mm-hmm. I like it. Stripey the garter snake. Rob.
Then I have my favorite pet gator.
You can own a gator in Florida?
It's Florida.
No, they protect gators in Florida, so yeah, probably
can't,
not.
You can't own one.
No, but they're ones that live out in the pond.
It's the one that live in the pond out back.
Yeah.
So
what was his name?
Bitey.
Of course it was.
No joke, though. My friends who had lived in Florida for multiple years didn't see a gator until, like, year four.
And then it was on their porch.
By the way,
Fritz found it outside in the pond, and she's like, oh, my God, my apartment is right next to a gator pond. Oh, my God, I'm going to die.
You can't outrun a gator.
By the way, editor, please remove the part about the raccoon.
Alrighty. So, as I said, you guys are walking into the arena and you hear these sounds of the stadium. You guys hear the sounds of combat. And as you walk, you know, you walk up through the tunnel, and then you cut to there's like an AR arrow that points to go to the right to go up into the stands. And as you kind of walk up, you see ahead there's a tunnel into the main area. but that's kind of, there's like an AR wall saying, you know, don't come this way. And you go up into the stands and you see two of the teachers just brawling. It is Jack Hammer and
Fudge. Yeah, I was going to say, make it his brother.
Yeah, it's the Hammer brothers just wailing on each other. Straight up, just, I mean, it, but here's the thing. They're so fast. I mean, they're bouncing. This is a, you know, a huge arena, you know, a quarter mile across, you know, it's huge.
I cast guidance on Athena. I have guidance. I'm going to use it just in case something goes on.
Okay.
I don't know what's going on.
I get cast on it. I'm like, oh, okay. All right.
But yeah. So they're literally just wailing on each other. They're leaping across. They're springing off of walls to hit each other. Like walls are appearing in the middle of the area. They're bouncing off of those. Jump punches. The whole nine. Just bing, 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 bing. And eventually, everyone is gathered. They're all watching the fights. They're like, yeah, go Sledgy! You know, and no one is rooting for Jack. No one is rooting for Jack. It's just really weird. But it seems like they've kind of decided that Sledge should win this fight. And they end up, you know, Jack's fist on Sledge's hammer. And they just get blasted apart. And then the Joker comes out and says, all right, that's enough, you twits. All right. Yes, we know you're equally matched, so-called. Go sit down. And they go, wah, 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 wah. And they go sit down. And they're like, hey. And they both bow because they're both showmen. And Jack looks a little bit hurt because no one rooted for him. And you guys and Joker comes down. All right, students. Or should I call you Capes to be?
Didn't he have an accent?
Capets. I think he had a southern accent.
Capelings. Capelings. You could call him Capelings.
Like eaglets, but capelets?
Capelings. L-I-N-G-E-S.
Capes in training?
Capedets.
Capets.
Cadets plus cape.
Ooh, capets. Capets works.
Rod puns for the loss.
I'm debating if he's going to be southern or not, and how bad my southern accent is, and do I care?
It's bad. Just...
But is it bad?
I thought you had given him an accent, and I thought you'd be like, oh, yeah, he had this accent, and then, but...
No, he's just a Southern accent. He's just very terse and military.
It was his dad.
Yes, I gave his dad a Southern accent for no apparent reason.
Yep. It's like, you had a really bad Southern accent for someone, and then you dropped it.
I asked him to drop it.
Yeah. So, Joker says, all right, Cape Betts, which is Cape and Cadet, as... we had a suggestion box, and that's what we came up with. Congratulations to, he reads it, Codex, for coming up with that. It's better than the ones we came up with.
So much for anonymous.
It wasn't anonymous.
I was joking.
And he says, you will find one copper coin in your account from that.
Okay.
All right.
And you hear people go, boo, Capeling is way better, and boo, Capets is lame. And they're like, shut up. he says, so, today is going to be what I think will be my favorite day of every year. Initial combat between the teams. So you can really see what each other can do. Is everybody excited? And you hear like two-thirds of the teams are just revved up. The other ones are like, God damn it. Because, you know.
Yeah, boo, boo.
The teams are pretty evenly matched. I did that on purpose, but.
It's almost like you planned it.
Well, here's the thing. There are some that are like.
Very obviously this team will end.
Yeah.
Like
there's some that like it's not. I wonder how they do in a combat test, but they'd be amazing in like a search and rescue. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And Joker says, because seeing how you fight as a group will tell me everything I need to know about you that your psyche valves and our interviews haven't. It'll show me how you are when the rubber meets the road. And yes, I know rubber is evil now, but we have synth rubber and it's just as good.
Rubber
is evil. Rubber is like really bad.
Yeah, because it's like tar.
Depends on the rubber. Yeah. Tire rubber is
that exactly.
Okay. Yeah, I was like, I think, because I feel like I knew about tire rubber.
There are natural rubbers that are just fine. But yeah. The thing is, they're not nearly as durable.
Right.
Right.
So the car industry won't do it. He says, so, here's what's going to happen. There are 11 teams. That's an odd number. The last team is going, the unlucky team who doesn't get picked to go into one of the classmates is going to go up against Sledgehammer.
That's us. That's going to be us.
You really hope it's not you.
It's going to be.
Because I'll go grab Bright Force's sheet and that's what I'm going to use against you if that's what I get.
Fuck no! Delete Bright Force, delete her!
Seriously, just one hit kill on each of us.
Holy shit, though. I feel like we would have to write up new characters because we would be murdered.
This will all be a non-lethal, and also we'll have healers on staff ready to get you in case you go down. When you go down. Also, all of your spark arms will be tuned to non-lethal once you enter the arena. Does everyone understand what's happening?
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's pull out the big wheel.
I thought you were going to pull out, like, a wheel.
I wanted to make one, I didn't have time.
There's a website that you could have done for next time.
D12. Team 9.
Which consists of... It's hard to angle this.
Yep.
You want me to roll the other one?
Sure. One is not an option. I don't have that prepared. Was it one?
11.
It's also not an option. Another prepared that.
What?
I have you two slotted. Everyone else you got.
Oh. 3.
It's a team.
I was going to say, if it's one, it's meant to be. I'm sorry.
I don't have them prepared, so no. All right, which has Captain Crusher, Snowfall, and Hobie-Ho.
Versus Team 9, which
versus
is
Team 9.
Neo Arma, Ace of Spades, and Casper.
So that fight is absolutely brutal, and you learn that Captain Crusher can literally turn into a pirate ship that floats on land. Snowfall, it seems like she can't be hit. I believe it is a she. Yeah. And Hobie-Ho has the ability to just control water, so he just accelerates the pirate ship around the battlefield while she just launches cannon shot after cannon shot at the opponent. It's not fair. I mean, the other guy has a Gundam, and even he's like, this is a little excessive, y'all. And, like, the Ace of Spades is on a motorcycle that he, like, formed out of nothing, but he can't outrun cannonballs. And Casper can't get hit, except for he's not... Apparently, water can still hurt him, so he gets hit without Hydro Blast and just takes him out. So that is 2... That is 3 versus 9, correct?
Yep.
I'm just writing out what happened. Roll a D8.
2.
Team 2 is Sunflower, Gumbo, and Blade Dancer versus D8, Natalie?
6.
Team 6 works for me. Barbershop, Sparks, and Crash. Barbershop has Siren Song, Sparks has Lightning, and Crash has the ability to break technology. Up against Team... So this is, you said it was 2 versus 6?
Yep.
Let me double check 2. Yeah, it's kind of nasty. Team 2 just absolutely brutally assaults them. Sunflower creates plants that shoot out little sunbeams at them, which harry them, while Gumbo just launches super long punch, think One Piece style Luffy, in addition to actually throwing Candace, the Blade Dancer, as she spins and just slashes through them. They don't even get an attack off. 2. Okay. Next, we roll a D12. Is it you guys yet? Nope. Team 4. Okay. Team 4 consists of Blueprint, Pebbles, and Sugar Plum. Blueprint is an inventor. Pebbles has stone control, and Sugar Plum has the ability to go invisible and create illusions, just like Mirage does.
Yeah.
And they are competing against...
5.
5, you said?
Hasn't been picked, I rolled a 5.
5, perfect. Oh, I'm sorry. Hold on, did I fuck that up? Shit, Sugar Plum's on 5. Crap. So they're going on 4 then. Oh, Draw to Life, sorry. Animator, Blueprint, Pebbles are all on the same team. Then we have Sugar Plum, Fire Bow, and Mighty. Again, very not combat related, and then very combat related. It's not even fair. Team 5 just slaughters them. And you're kind of seeing that there are combat oriented teams, and then like with a stone control, Draw to Life, and an inventor, they're going to be the most creative fuckers on the planet. You put them on a search and rescue, they will get everybody out. No questions asked.
Wow.
10. Wow. We're just dodging everybody. Then at 10 we have Ocean Spray, Blight, and Commando. Ocean Spray has the power of wind, mostly like water-laden wind. Decay for Blight. And then Super the Mighty is just a 5'2" super strong person. And they're against... Not themselves. Nope.
How about this? Roll a d6. 1, 2, 3, it is 7. 4, 5, 6, it's 8.
4.
Unless you picked who is going against Sledge.
I have not.
So, 4, so that's team 8. 10 versus 8.
10 versus 8, and we wrote off 10. 8 is...
Sandblast, Soothsayer, Vintage.
Volt, Vintage. That's a more even fight. That probably goes on for almost 2-3 minutes. But in the end, I believe that reading powers, Team Tembo would take it. Just from the fact that the Mighty is so strong. And then...
Team 7.
Team 7 is against Sledge. As you guys get called, you're the second to last team. You're like, please don't put us against Sledge. Please don't put us against Sledge. And they say it is Team 1 versus Team 11. And they call you guys out. We have Codex, Chimera, and Mirage versus... Galaxy Gal, Sylph, and Tychus.
Great. Fantastic. I'm so happy that this happened.
And they're just, and like, everybody.
I'm so happy.
So Tychus and Sylph are just, like, punching their fists and looking at you menacingly?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Just wait till I punch them.
Great.
Great. Disadvantage to punch you.
And, there we go.
And Galaxy Gal's like, I'm so sorry my team sucks.
I'm also sorry that your team sucks.
Please, someone take me off this team. Please.
I feel like she's talked to a lot of the non-Cape students. I was like, please join Cape school. Please, for the love of God, join two of you, and then I can switch teams.
Three.
Yeah.
Three, yeah.
So that one of them joins and replaces her.
Mm-hmm.
So, just so we're on the same page, because I don't know if I've ever described her. She's 5 foot. She's thick, plus-sized. 2 C's in that thick. Brown hair, so in space buns, and her suit has, it's like a galaxy theme on it, and you know that she's in control of gravity.
It's all relative.
All right, y'all. So you're up in the arena, and Tychus and Sylph are just, like, bouncing. They're so excited. They you know they're a combat-oriented team.
Mm-hmm.
You guys are combat-oriented. They're combat-oriented. It's
great.
And then they say, all right, countdown in 3.
As soon as he says countdown, I will activate my shield. 3 temporary hit points. That lasts for short rest.
The countdown in 3, 2, 1. Everybody, roll initiative. Natalie, he gave you guidance, so you can have a extra d4.
For initiative?
Yeah, because you said he was maintaining it. It's a cantrip, so.
Plus, you said d4?
A d4, yeah.
Well, she's a hard guy.
Holy shit.
So she's just going to go first.
Got a natural 20. Plus 7 for 27. Plus 3 is 30. Be my 30, bitch.
Well, Sylph got a
nat. So we have the new Damon.
Sylph got a Sylph got
holy
a,
shit.
Sylph got a nat 1.
Oh.
So Sylph got a nat 1 to contest the nat 20. Let's see how this is for Galaxy Gal. She got a 12 plus 3 for 15. And then last but not least is Tychus with a 17. 15 plus 2. Alright. Who's keeping track of initiative? If it's me, it's fine. I just need to know. Okay.
Okay, so...
But if you're gonna make new things, you will be fighting Tychus and Sylph a lot.
Gotcha.
So they would...
But not Galaxy Gal, apparently.
She's actively hunting for a team. And if she does not do well, and if she does well in combat, they may find someone may pick her up. Like one of the less combat-oriented teams would try and dump one of their people.
What did you get?
I got 12 total.
And what are yours?
Tychus is a 15. Sylph got a nat 1, so she's last. And Galaxy Gal got a 17. Oh, and you're told that the awards you're going to be getting are for every member of the opposing team you guys knock down, you get a copper coin. And if you are left up at the end of the fight, you get a copper coin. And if you win, you get a bonus one. So a maximum of 3 per person. I'm sorry.
4.
If we one knock them all down.
And well, so it's if you knock them down.
Ah.
Oh, okay.
Still, so max is four.
No, 3 plus 1 plus 1, so 5.
5, okay.
But if, let's say that two people are fighting the same guy and it goes down, you'll both get credit. It's not like look for finishing blows bullshit.
Okay, that's what I was worried
about. That's fucking AD&D shit, and I never again. Yeah. Never again.
All right.
All right, so top of the order is the nat 20.
Mm-hmm.
30.
Yes. So I have favored foe. Do you want me to read it?
I know what it does, but yeah, you can if you want.
When you hit a creature with an attack roll, you can mark the target as your favorite enemy for 1 minute or until you lose concentration, as if you were concentrating on a spell. The first time you, on each of your turns that you hit your favorite enemy and deal damage to it, including when you mark it, you can increase that damage by 1d4.
Correct, yeah.
So I will be doing that.
Okay, or you can Hunter's Mark it instead. But that,
I don't think I have Hunter's Mark because I was reading through them and I didn't see it.
Plus, favorite foe is basically Hunter's Mark without the added bonus of tracking.
Yeah, well, it's slightly worse early, but yeah.
Well, she doesn't have to use her bonus action. Correct. To use it.
Cool, so...
And then I'm going to hit Sylph.
I had a feeling. You hate that. You hate that lady.
So let me get 2.
How far away are we from them?
30 feet.
Okay, so...
Grass?
Actually, it looks like they can change it.
Okay.
But yes, it is grass for this one.
So what's my plus to hit? I'm trying to find it.
So at least a 7.
7.
Okay. 17 plus 7. Do I hit her?
Very much
so. You have advantage on your first attack because of the natural 20.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's a thing? That's actually a thing?
Because you rolled a nat 20 initiative, yeah.
Oh, okay. Rolled a 19.
Still not a crit.
Ow. And then I think my notes said... I'm so sorry.
You're fine.
I'm using the bow.
D10 plus 5.
2 plus 5, and then I get a D4.
So 7.
8.
8 damage.
8 damage.
She's not happy.
But when so I guess she... Hunter's Mark is technically better at this level, but correct. It does increase.
Yep. Alright, after that is... I'm sorry, would you like to do anything else? You have your beast.
Yep.
Do I call out a beast?
Yeah.
I call out a beast.
And fight?
And it fights.
Yeah.
So it charges.
It charges. So I think that...
It's got a charge
thing. It will...
Yes, there's a...
When it
charges, it says charge. I don't have any information on it.
Art's got it for you.
Okay.
I think when it moves 20 feet, it gets an extra thing. And who is it charging?
I think it would see Tychus as a threat.
He's definitely a threat. That is a thing.
But if the beast is linked to her, would it get the favored foe damage boost?
No, it's the first time every round anyway.
Okay.
But I would almost think like her, the beast that she calls on, could like sense like a threat and to go yes. to it.
I closed that tab.
Do you want me to hit, or should I just wait?
Well, roll to hit.
All right, so it would be plus. Is it my to hit to plus 5, or no?
It yeah, is. Your to hit. There you go. Got it. Your to hit is your spell attack, so it's your dexterity. I'm sorry. Wisdom. So it's your wisdom bonus plus 2.
So 5.
Yep.
19 plus 5.
That hits.
And then...
Who's the attacking?
Tychus.
Tychus, okay.
And then for hit to damage would be...
It is a d8 plus 4.
And they have to make...
A strength save.
Definitely hit the wrong one.
No. It just takes an extra d6.
Takes an extra d6, and then you have to make a strength save.
Yeah.
I think he's going to make it. Did he not make it from that look on your face?
I had a 2.
So I have 9 here plus 5, right?
And you get the extra d6 in there?
So yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So 14?
14.
And he is knocked prone.
And he is prone.
He's like, what the fuck, man? It's a fucking bear. Where'd the bear come from?
Where did the bear come from? What the fuck?
Fuck me. Fucking bear. Bullshit. Fucking bullshit. Giraffe. Bullshit.
I'm the only non-summoner in the party right now.
All right. Anything else?
I mean, that's it, right? That's all I can do.
Bonkers turn next.
Tychus.
Sylph. Galaxy Gal.
Oh, Galaxy Gal?
Was that 17?
Yeah.
Oh. I did fuck it up, but...
Okay.
Yeah.
So Galaxy Girl is at 17, then Tyke is at...
Yeah, so she's smarter than they are.
Gee, I wonder why.
Yeah, and you guys... can you describe your how you're arrayed? How close together are you?
I'd be slightly in front of them.
And I'm going to be at least 10 feet off to the side of him.
Fucking jumped. I jumped the gun.
I'm going to say I can get two of you in a 10-foot radius. Is that a fair assumption?
That's probably fair to start with.
All right, so I need you guys to make a... Jeez, that power set. Make a strength saving throw.
Oh, me and...
Yes, the two gentlemen. As she hits you with a gravity bomb. Well. I rolled dog shit for damage.
Oh.
Her save is... It's a 14 strength save.
I make it. 12 plus 4 on the die. Or 12 on the die, 4 for the stat.
15 plus 1 for 16.
So...
We both make it.
Got it. Okay, so you, instead of taking 9, you're going to take 4, and you are not... Blinded and stuck in place. I'm sorry, not blinded, just stuck in place for her. Okay. And then she's going to walk over and pull Tychus to his feet.
Oh, good.
Oh. Well, he gets to act now anyway, so.
Tychus, he now is going to pound that beast into next week.
Well.
Okay.
20, right? He's 20?
20 HP, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, 5. Plus 5 times your ranger level, so...
No, your total level, so 15 plus 5, so 20 points, yes.
So that is a 14 to hit your beast.
That's not enough. Armor class is 13
plus... 13 plus peanut butter, so...
Motherfucker.
Yeah, he's not high enough to get the extra attack yet, is he?
No, but he does have something else.
That would be... yeah.
You see his hammer glow, and he whirlwinds and throws it.
At who?
You.
What?!
Once per day, he can once per long rest, short rest, he can.
Oh my god!
He can redirect and do an attack somebody else.
What a bitch!
So he's gonna throw his hammer at disadvantage.
Temper my reaction to take the hit instead.
Do you have bodyguard somewhere?
No, but I would.
No.
Just take full damage.
Fucking missed anyway. Oh wait, hold on. 19 on one die and 15 on the other. 22.
Shit.
6 and 7 is 13.
And that's on Athena.
Yep. Correct.
You said 16.
6 and 7 is 13.
13.
As you take a hammer to the chest and you're knocked back 5 feet.
Oof.
Wham! All right. Who's next?
Me.
And his hammer whirlwinds back to him.
Holy shit.
So, I start running at Sylph. Before I get to her, I bonus action, teleport behind Tychus, and slug him from behind.
I'll give you the advantage the first time. I dig it.
Wow!
Because you've never done it in front of them before.
Correct.
So you get you get your one.
Uh huh.
Nice.
Does it give you a super advantage because you have elven accuracy?
Yeah. Elven accuracy. 18 on the die, so 26 to hit.
Yeah, you hit.
If I didn't, I'd be concerned. By the way, this was the Blessings Raven Queen.
Yeah.
Teleport. So that's 15. Thunder Dave? No, I can choose.
Are you punching or using your big hammer?
I am using big hammer, so it would be
bludgeoning.
Okay. Even though the Thunder Gauntlets, the armorer's weapon.
That's kind of like, let's say that's half of it. It's half and half.
One of each?
Yeah, so it doesn't matter. He's not resistant to anything that you know of.
That enough. All right, so that is... What number is it? 15 damage.
Fuck.
And he has disadvantage to attack anyone else besides
me. Yeah, he's hurt bad, though. Okay.
I know, that's why I picked him.
Next.
That would be me. So, Galaxy Gal...
Is right next to
Tychus.
Tychus and...
And how far away is Sylph from...
She's like 50 feet off to the left. Like
she's off on her own.
They were trying to do a pincer maneuver, and it didn't work. She's on her own.
Well, then, I'm just going to go ahead and...
And what happened is she slipped in some wet grass, and that's how she got the net one.
Well, that's good, because... The wet grass is going to entangle her.
I had a feeling.
you should have been hit my area because I don't need to move. I could teleport.
No, but I figured we'll take her out too and make them both pretty ineffective.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm looking at self stats.
So she needs to make a
Dex or strength save.
Strength save.
That's much better for her. Thank you. Holy shit. 26?
Oh, jeez.
Out of the 19.
So it is difficult terrain. Other than that, that's about it. I'm not doing any damage.
I thought you were going to summon up one of your
siblings. I am going to sum up one of my...
But that would be an action, though.
Oh, is it an action?
Yeah, to summon a whole new fighter, yeah. And I'll let you do it instead, if you'd like.
Okay.
Because yeah, you obviously would do that.
I'd do that first.
So, yeah. Roll a d6. I'll let you roll it this time. What are you hoping for?
It's Andrew.
Would you like to roll it just because you already had him today?
Yes.
Actually, I'm going to see if you can only get each one once per day.
Oh, okay. So, d10 and all.
Yep.
But I can't do that when I have to roll the hit.
Is that
a 9?
Yeah, so that's number 5 then.
Yeah, so that's... Oh, that's Rachel.
Well, have you met Rachel yet?
Yes.
She's talked. She's the first one.
She's the Brainiac.
Yes.
She's the Athena, right? Uh-huh.
All right, I gotta pull that out, that chart.
In case any people don't remember, I gave him... I created NPC charts for them, and his siblings represent 5 of them. 6 of them?
6 of them.
Of the 16 I fucking generated. God damn it.
Well, she's going to go ahead and 6-foot range, 20-foot radius. She's going to use her cantrip, which is...
Brutal.
Yeah. 16 save.
Yeah, okay. And who's it hitting?
I'm going to hit Tychus.
Just Tychus?
Yep.
Because Galaxy Girl's right next to him as well.
Yeah, so those two.
Okay. So here is... And what kind of save is it?
Because
it depends on their powers. So what's her power? You haven't ever decided what her power is. Because they're all different.
Yeah.
What's her theming? And you gotta write it down. Yep. So you decide a theme, and then we'll decide an element. Or as an element, and then a save.
Roll 3d20, and we can pull up a power set from a power set.
Well, I'm actually thinking she's got more along the lines of what you are, because she's more the researcher tech. So I'm going to do
lightning, maybe?
Lightning or runes.
So pure magic?
Yeah, a rune circle.
Okay, so then that would be...
Force?
4. If it's force, it'll be down a damage die.
Okay, that would be fine.
Okay, so if it's force, so yeah, so you can write that down, that she's down a damage die, but it's force damage. Okay, and that means it would be an int save, probably.
Yeah.
Which... fucks me up. All right. What's my int on my on? It's not self. It's on the other two. Well, the one with a shot to make it is a 17. The other one is not going to do as well. In fact, I guarantee he's going to fail. I'm wrong. I rolled an 18. Okay, these dice have been bad to you guys. I'm sorry.
Our damage has been good too for us.
Yeah, my d20 rolls have been on point.
So yep, since it's a save, they don't take any
correct,
damage.
Correct, because it's a damage. Because it's a cantrip damage. Got it. All right. Next, after. Is that Sylph's turn?
And then I'm actually going to move away a little bit.
Makes sense.
Put a little bit more distance between us.
Got it. Okay, next.
So yeah, then it would be Sylph.
All right, so she is going to pull up that sheet. And she is going to charge straight at Athena.
So at least 50 feet.
Yep. She's like a gymnast. She's got a blunt, crazy move.
If she's 50 feet that way and she's 30 feet this way... Hypotenuse would put it at...
60-ish. Good, she makes it.
Okay.
And she is going to leap and slash at you with a very large, curved sword. All right, dice, listen here. Okay. I can roll saving throws, not the hits. 10 misses you, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Paul, can I just say that you were really close?
Yeah, halfway there.
You are a little bit halfway there.
Yeah, this sword comes down and it glows with like a red light. It zips right past you. Or no, it'd be a green light. Yeah, just... And you see it slash into the ground and just leave a huge slash, like 10 feet long.
Okay.
She says, I can't wait for my parents to take every contract your parents have.
I can't wait to beat you up. She has the best comebacks.
I know, it's my favorite. Because
it's my comebacks.
Because it's realistic for her. Okay, next.
Natalie.
Top of the order. The person who's next to her.
Yep.
You're up.
So, I'm going to hit you.
Going with claws, I'm guessing?
Can I do bonus that? Because it's a bonus action.
Yeah.
And then, whop, whop.
Yep.
12 plus, is it 7?
Sounds about right, yeah.
Yeah, jeez. 7, eight, so 19?
I believe that hits. Yeah, it hits him. Hits
Do her. I need to roll again?
Yep, you roll again to hit with the other claw.
Does she have the two weapon fighting, or does it automatically give it to her?
No, it doesn't. Yeah, so, yes, hers will, because they're duels.
19?
That also
plus
hits.
7?
Okay, oh, okay.
So, 2d6s?
4d6s.
4d6s plus 10?
Yeah.
And then I still get the d4, right?
Yeah. Because, you know... She's a monster!
Oh, but I rolled really shittily.
Like me?
11 so far. I haven't done the d4 yet, though. Plus 4.
Did you already add the 10?
And then plus 10.
15 plus 10, 25. Okay.
For 25 damage.
Yeah.
Okay. And she already took an arrow from you.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's hurt pretty bad. Like she's limping a little. But she, with the rage in her eyes is just like shining through like a fucking diamond.
Mm-hmm.
Next.
Bear.
Oh, yeah, okay. Attacking Typhus.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Rolling. Oh, 3 plus.
That's not gonna hit.
No.
Next.
Tigus. No. Gal.
She's gonna try and pull her team's ass out of the fire. Let's see if she can pull that off.
Has anyone?
Well, now that they're all separated.
Has anyone hit Galaxy Gale yet, or no?
Oh, not yet.
Okay. She.
She's going to line up and shoot a piercing in and shoot a bolt through both.
Me and the bear?
Yes.
And Tychus in between?
Good thing the bear is very tall. Also, she's a brain primary. She's got the angles.
So is she flying?
She jumps.
Okay.
I'll roll the jump for funsies. That's a d12. She still made it. I rolled a fucking 11. 7. Yeah, I made that. Now I need a save from you two. Dex save from the two. Make a dex save.
14.
Yeah, that makes it.
19 plus 2.
So you'll take half of this.
What's the damage type? Alright, I'm resistant.
Piercing.
I'm resistant.
Oh, because you did
that. I teleported.
Plus so another 9 damage, so 4.
Or 2 for me.
Or 2.
Listen, so...
That's a great way to start the combat.
What, do I ever get that, Paul? Like, do I ever get like a resistance? Because I would love to take half of half. I don't think you have ever in the years. I know it's been a couple.
You have.
I have. No, because I would have remembered being like, I'm going to take half of that half because I would be smart ass like that.
You have.
When?
When you took fire damage last campaign, you just forgot about it.
No.
Yes.
Because I would say, do I take half? And you're like, yeah.
You were resistant to fire in the last campaign.
Yes, but she didn't have the dex.
Right.
She had plus 10.
Yeah. It's a plus 12.
Anyway, so after that, and she's like, come on, guys, fight as a team, not as individuals, you idiots. And she's just like banging her head against her fucking forearms, like, why? Next.
Tychus.
He's going to try and cave in the dum dum skull who tried to hit him.
Bear?
No, you.
No, tried to hit him.
Tried to. The bear succeeded.
I hit him good.
Yeah, good.
I had triple you. Advantage.
He hates you even more now. I go grab the Ares sheet, and then he hits for that if he hits. I'm going to roll it all at once so I can narrative this bitch if it does well. 16 misses?
Yes.
He has no more bullshit I can increase his hit with, so he did a shitload of damage. So he just buries the hammer into the ground, just cuts up a huge divot like he's golfing poorly. Gotcha. And swears, he's like, Sylph, where are you? Because Sylph is off doing her own thing. Next.
Me. Does he have any metal on him?
Not this. Besides his spark arms.
I have not tried that interaction. I'll save that interaction.
Heat metal? Yeah.
No, it's guaranteed damage. I'll probably drop him with that.
I'm going to tell you this. The spark arms are not actually metal.
Okay. I probably would figure that out.
Yeah, you've held it.
And I've seen theirs too.
Yeah, they're not actually metal.
I'm just going to knock him out with a hammer. Just like my phone.
Drop the hammer. Drop the phone, drop the hammer.
Will a 14 plus 8 for 22 hit?
Yeah, it will. Yeah, that's my feet.
8, 5, and 6, so 19 damage.
Yeah, describe as you knock him out.
Bop to the head. Just a swing back and...
Just full on, like squishy hammer and, like, squeezy hammer him.
Stop that, phone! You're not going up there anymore.
As his phone just whacks into the fucking table twice. Yeah, you just full on conk him in the head and he goes, he's like, so this is bullshit. And then it hits the ground.
All right.
Nice.
Combatant eliminated.
Ta-ting.
Bonus action. You give yourself 3 more temporary hit points.
Would he be the only one that would get the copper?
She helped with her
summon. Bear. Yeah. Honestly, I'm not going to do it. I'm gonna get, everyone's going to get it on
okay.
I decided that was bullshit.
Yep.
After saying it, I'm like, yeah, I'm not going to do that anyway. Okay.
Because that's A&D bullshit.
That's A&D bullshit.
Which next. You already declared.
Yep. After you... Oh, you have anything else you want to do with the bonus action? You already give yourself 10 HP.
Yep.
Next.
I will move up to Galaxy Gal.
Yeah, she's right there. She's right behind you.
Now she shall have to disengage in order to try to jump shot.
Yeah.
And she's like, no.
All right. I'm actually going to go ahead and do a whole person on self.
That's so mean. I'm here for it.
All right. So she will have to make a wisdom save.
I have it prepared too.
12.
16.
I know.
So she'll be held.
I hate you so much.
And then Rachel is going to go ahead and take a shot at Galaxy Gal.
What kind?
The
forceful.
Oh. The hit one or the save one? I thought I think I had it to hit one too. Maybe it doesn't.
I thought there were.
I just happened to have that pulled.
There's a ranged one also.
Yeah, it's got the ranged D10 cantrip or the. The save is way better.
Not anymore because it's force damage. It's not correct. The same.
Yeah, so, yeah. Well, no, it's D10 plus D10 cantrip.
Oh, okay.
So it's just the range is much lower.
Yeah. So, no, then it'll be the save one. So she'll have to make a save.
Oh, hit look. I nat 20'd. She's really... Galaxy Gal's good. Like, she's obviously on the wrong team, and then people are like, oh my god, they suck. Wow, just net 20. I'll take it.
All right. And yeah, that's going to be about all I can do.
Rock and roll. Alrighty. Next up is...
That's a combo. If she's a held person, she can't drop items right now, can she?
Yeah.
If Sylph has hold person running, if I have a heat metal metal object on her...
If she had a metal object,
you'd see. Yeah, she did.
Yeah.
I'm just thinking of combos for later.
Yeah. All right, next...
It'll be Sylph.
She will make a save.
She will try to make a save.
She will fail. I rolled a 5. You know she needs to roll to make your save? A 15.
Plus 1 wisdom. Not
she,
bad.
Even though she's built like a paladin, she doesn't have the bonus yet because she's not high enough level. Okay, next.
Me.
That would be you against a restrained target.
So that is advantage.
I believe it's an auto crit. If you're melee.
What is it?
Because it's stunned.
It's stunned, not restrained?
Is it stunned or restrained?
Check the spell if you have it up. Otherwise, I will. If it's restrained, movement's reduced to 0. Attack rolls against this creature have advantage, and the creature's attack...
Nope, they're paralyzed.
Yeah, that's the good one.
Yep.
That's an auto
paralyzed.
Crit. I know so it is.
Is incapacitated.
So if I rolled a natural 20...
Did you?
Yes.
Describe how you take him down. Yep.
Because attack against this creature is a critical hit if within 5 feet.
Yeah, so she max damage crit this lady who I think you may have you could have almost killed her.
So the last turn she threatened.
No, my spark arms are set to.
My,
I know, but still, it would be very dangerous.
So what's last
your
turn.
Hold on, your max damage.
Her max damage is 2d6s plus the d4.
Well, because you don't crit. You crit on the second one, too. So, yeah. Max damage would be 24 doubled.
48?
It's 48. Yeah, if it weren't set to non-lethal, she'd be dead. Hmm. Yeah.
You eviscerate her, but she somehow survives.
Yeah.
No.
The spark arms kind of
just... Hold on. So...
You just rolled good.
I haven't described what I was going to do yet. So, I was thinking the last turn... she had threatened someone. So I... No. She's going to take me back to class and just punch her right in the face, and she just...
You really?
Yes.
Wait, you don't want to give her a haircut with her claws?
No!
Humiliate her while she's out? Or will you knock her out?
Well, before that...
She's a savage.
Yeah, like, I just punch her in the face and she just passes out. Team, or player, yeah, eliminated.
No, you absolutely... Like, she's gonna get two X's. Because she got fucked the hell up. For both eyeballs, as she goes, and then she gets a frowny face as she's knocked the fuck out.
And then the overhead goes, knocked out. Player knocked out.
And the overhead says, ow, that looked like it hurt. And then you hear mutterings of like, did we underestimate? Wait, we didn't even see her. How did we not see her come out of power training? Out of power testing? You were invisible.
Right.
You haven't even gone invisible yet.
Yeah. Like,
yeah. And when we exited power training, we had Andrew with. Yeah. I think you're Andrew now.
All right.
In disguise.
That's true.
Like, legitimately, they're like, holy shit. I like to imagine there's color commentary that I haven't been doing, but like blow for blow, they're like, and it's like one of the teachers who's just kind of jazzed. She's like,
loves this.
Holy shit, ladies and gentlemen. Right, and then he gets slapped. He's like, holy business, ladies and gentlemen.
Next up is Galaxy Gal.
And goes, great.
My team is down. It's just me.
I guess it's just me. Great. I
fight. You could always play dead.
I guess I fight better alone anyway. Whatever. This is bullshit.
Bear still gets the act.
I forgot the bear.
And Bear's right there.
She's not been touched.
Okay, so the bear is going after Galaxy Gal.
Bear's going right now. Oh, you mean...
11 plus the 5, right?
Miss.
Damn.
Not by a lot. You missed. She is going to spread her hands out and spray out a cone, a cone of sharp rocks. It's burning hands, very flavored. Mm-hmm. Any dex saves from the bear and
person on the other side, so that she couldn't line us up without provoking an attack of opportunity, like I called.
She wouldn't have done that then,
because one of us would get the attack of opportunity if she moved.
Or is she just panicked and wants?
No, she's really smart. I gotta roll a recharge. She got it. She's gonna drop that gravity bomb on herself because she's immune.
So strength save, got it.
Yep, strength save from you too.
So from the bear.
Bear's good at strength save.
Well, no, not really. Well, he rolled a 17 plus 2.
I rolled a 4. I'm just going to use an inspiration.
It's the first time you've been hit this fight.
I've been hit twice.
Hey, really?
She speared through us, guaranteed damage. And then the first gravity bomb, I resisted, but...
Are you inspiring or no?
I only got 2 of them. I'm going to use it because I can only hold 2. To another fucking 4.
Oh, no!
Take 14 and you are paralyzed.
Paralyzed? That's a strong
ability. So I take 7? 17? Or 7?
So... Right?
Half of 14?
Yes.
I'm... The bear is at 9.
The bear is at 9.
The bear.
You're a 5-man team against a 3-man team. Shut up.
All right, so I'm considered incapacitated while paralyzed. Can I take actions or reactions?
Yeah, you can make a save. It'll be done to the end of your next turn.
Yeah, but basically my whole turn gets wasted.
That is
because I'm right next.
That is what it was intended to do. It's so she can prove that she knows what she's doing. No, it's just over at the end of your turn.
Yeah, it's now my turn, so I can't do anything.
It's over.
Yeah, yes, yeah. But it automatically
You don't have to roll. No,
you don't have to.
It's okay. One turn, and it has a recharge, so it's not like she can do it every round.
Okay.
It is strong, but it's not like boosted. Okay, next.
Well, Rachel is going to go first. She needs to make her int save versus the force damage.
That's a soccer ball. I need a bigger soccer ball. Well, I rolled a 3. Plus 6 is not enough.
No. So that's 7.
2d10s?
2d10s. 4 and a 3.
Yeah. So I'll take 7.
And then I'm going to go ahead and do the hold person on her.
Yeah. That was even my turn.
It's a whiz save, right?
Yep.
Yep.
I don't see her making this. Nat 20, never mind. Oh! We take those. We take those up in here. Next.
Bright Force.
Bright Force?
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right.
Sorry, Mirage.
Mirage.
If we had Bright Force, this fight would have been over a long time ago.
One, two, three, done. Walk home.
Bonus action, and then bow and arrow?
Yeah, rocket.
Okay.
After eviscerating this fucking person in front of you.
19 plus 5?
Yeah. Yeah, you hit.
I think we need to give her 3 levels of champion.
I apparently number 19. Fucking A.
D10, right?
Yeah.
Plus 6.
5.
8 plus 5.
D6, I mean.
Yeah.
Sneak attack.
Plus your D6 sneak attack, which you didn't.
So 8.
And D4 if you plus put your 5. Favorite foe on it.
D 2. 5, 6, 7. 7 plus 8 is...
15.
15. And then plus...
2 plus 5.
Plus the whatever.
So 20.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, I don't think she's fair. And she like, really, oh, guys?
And
really?
And then bear. And then bear.
This is unbearable, is what it is.
And you thought my puns were bad.
9.
Another 19?
Holy shit. Get this lady something to increase her current range by 1. Holy shit. Look at Ron's like, holy fuck.
What is it? D...
D6.
D8
or D6? D6.
D8.
Well, Paul.
The odds of you not knocking her out are very low.
That's a dragon head, so that's 8 plus...
flip it over.
Check the other side, make sure the other side's now...
The other side's at 1.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
This is 1?
So this is 8.
Motherfucker.
So 8 plus...
2 plus 2.
2.
So...
12. Describe how your bear knocks it out.
I think he just looks at Mirage and then just... He just... Bear smacks her across the head and she just...
That fits. And she just gets knocked out. And they say, fight and over.
And then he kind of just sits. And you know how like sometimes bears will just kind of like sit? And then he has like his arms down. And then that's how he sits.
He says, cool. This is my life now.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Good job, bear.
All right, can I go home now? I don't want to hang out with you for a while.
You can go home now.
Okay.
I'll call you again if I need you.
He just disappears. All right. Yeah. So, you guys roll into, you know, they go, you're cheering, like, you're one or two boos, mostly cheering.
Mm-hmm.
And the healers come out and grab, and they're like, they look at
Self,
and they're like, what did you do?
I punched her in the face. What?
Well, it looks like you broke her whole face.
I was angry.
We're going to don't worry about it. We're going to have to fix that. And you hear a roll perception real quick. Just you.
Just me.
You're plus 7, if I remember right.
Yeah. Oh, it's not loaded for some reason. Well, I know it's plus 7. That is a 14.
Plus 7?
Yeah, 14. 21. Plus 7.
You hear it, he's like, man, her face is going to be fucked up unless we're really careful. Should we take her to the... Nah, we'll be fine.
It could be an improvement.
Oh, yeah. It is.
No, she was gorgeous before. Perfect symmetry.
Now it matches her personality.
She's my moral.
Now she has the broken nose, but it's going to be slightly offset.
Oh, no. I have created my mortal enemy. Seriously?
Yeah.
She hated you before. No, she...
Really
hated you. She actually has a reason.
That and the 2 black eyes for school next week.
They can fix that.
Her whole face is just bruised, and then broken nose.
That. It's the fact that her nose is never going to be crooked. Right, because she shattered everything in it.
Yeah.
And they'll reconstruct it. So the fight comes, and it's team 7 versus Jackhammer.
And how they do.
That fight.
Lasted a whole minute.
6 seconds. 18 seconds. 1 per person.
No, yes.
Poppy. Perfect. Okay. So it's Poppy, Bullseye, and Stopwatch. Happens to be almost the perfect combination to not get your ass fried. I'm going to ask for D20 rolls from all 3 of you. And these are initiative rolls. We're not actually going to do the whole fight out. I just want to see if they have a shot. I'm a 15 total.
We don't know what the bonus is.
Okay, what would you roll?
I rolled a 14.
So she won. So far, Poppy is... Oh, it's a guy. Poppy is a beating Jack.
4.
Did not.
13.
Beat Jack. Okay. So I need to make 2 saving throws for Jack Hammer. Or he passes out. Or one is a time stop. Not time stop, but like whole person effectively. And the other one is knock him out, literally. Okay, so that he'll make that, and then the other one, he made both. Okay, now he just walks up and slaughters all of them. Okay, but if I had rolled,
it was a fight that lasted. Everyone thought it was going to last 15 seconds, but it lasted like 3 minutes.
No, it lasted
6 seconds.
No, it lasted a good 15 seconds, and everybody was expecting, you know, 10. The over-under was 10.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Basically, if he had rolled 10 or less on either of those, they would have had a snowball's chance in hell versus no chance in hell.
Well, when hell freezes over, well, that snowball chance is pretty big.
But yeah, so the fights go on, and it's very good. And at the end, Joker comes out, and he says, "All right, I'd like to congratulate teams 2, 1, 2, 3, 5, and 10.
There's two teams called... There's two teams. There's two, two...
1, 2, 3, 5, and 10.
You said two.
I was reading down.
Okay.
And also, we're going to give a round of applause to Team 7 for...
Surviving.
For not getting immediately murdered by Jack Hammer, by Sledgehammer. And Sledge goes, "Yeah." And they're like, "Shut up, Sledge." That was one of the other teachers. And they're like, "We love Sledge." And he's like, "I love you too, guys." He points over to like the bodybuilding like people. He's like, "Love you guys." Joker comes down. And he says, "Congratulations to all the you know." He gives the team names again, and he says, "Being a cape is hard. I didn't do it much myself, but I worked with capes for decades and saw the shit that they get sent into. Made my life as an agent look easy. Minus the last few years of my career, this." Friendly competition doesn't give you the real feel. You got to be aware of that. And he looks out at all of you guys who are assembled, and you see some people like laughing it off, but then like someone who had like a parent or a friend who was a cape like slap him in the arm like, "No, this is real shit." He says, "Our world is dangerous, even more so now after the dimensional rips started to form. There are beings from planets not our own who have made it so that travel is dangerous. I mean, most of you probably haven't been outside your home cities besides flying or, you know, taking, you know, a boat in the past, you know, 6 months. Our goal is to remedy that by maintaining where the rips are and pushing them back. You guys are the pilot program for that, to create cape teams strong enough that they can patrol and not have to tie up every cape in the country, were usually used to prevent crime, in addition to rescuing towns that get hit by monsters. Next week, we will be sending each one of your teams out to try and find, you know, we will find a city in anywhere nearby who's been hit, or a town, and we'll try and see if we can get 2 or 3 teams to go after them, to try and save as many people as we can. We don't know when things are going to hit, but when they do, we'll do our best to get you guys on site. Be safe, train hard, and enjoy the spoils of the day. Have a nice weekend, guys." And he just turns around and walks away. Actually, no, he's kind of a showboat. He like
Misty step.
He like, what?
Misty steps out of sight.
Yeah, he misty steps up 30 feet, and then like a jetpack shoots off his back, and he just rockets over the top because he doesn't want to put jet. You know, he doesn't want
jet wash.
He doesn't want jet wash everybody. So, and then all your handlers come over to your teams and take you guys away. And despite being a shorter episode, I think that's going to do it here.
All right.
All right. Everybody, good night, everybody. Good evening.
Take care.
Bye-bye.